Good day, North Pole. This is Elf Stacy, and today is November 6th. Happy Diwali to all the elves celebrating the Festival of Lights today. The temperature for today is holding at negative 24 degrees Celsius. Winds may reach 20 miles per hour. It's a new moon tonight, which makes it perfect for stargazing and northern lights shows. Traffic looks good on all roads, but there are bobsled races being held on several closed streets around the downtown area today. You will need to follow detour signs when out that way. Our listener email today comes from beautician elf Mandy, who has written in with some winter proofing tips. Dear Elf Stacy, now that the cold is really setting in, I'd like to give all the elves some tips for protecting their skin, hair, and eyes. 1. You can never use too much lip balm. Remember to apply some generously several times a day to prevent cracked lips. 2. Apply a moisturizer in the morning to prevent against windburn. Even though we are in our period of darkness, we still need a protective layer on our exposed skin. 3. Use non-medicated eye drops anytime your eyes feel too dry. 4. Use a leave-in conditioner to prevent dry flyaway hair. 5. Be sure to wear gloves outside and use plenty of hand cream if you notice they are getting too dry. Lastly, be sure to drink lots of hot cocoa for the antioxidants. It's good for you. Thanks, Elf Mandy. I'm sure all of our listeners can benefit from your useful tips. Today's story is Chapter 11 of Lucrece Beale's Santa and the Pigwidgeon. The Door in the Wall. Claus held the dying Tweedledees in his arms. The elf had said he would live if a stone would weep, but who ever heard of stones weeping? Claus glared around at the rocky boulders jutting out of the snow. "Weep!" shouted Claus wildly. "Weep for Tweedledees!" But the great stones stood frozen and dry in the wind. Claus carried the elf into a nearby cave. It was cold there too, but the stone walls cut off the wind. Claus built a fire and tried to warm the elf. He melted snow in a tin cup he carried on his belt. When the water boiled, he used it to wash the small puncture in the palm of the elf's hand. Then Claus sat there staring gloomily at nothing. Presently, his eyes widened and his mouth fell open. "They're weeping!" he shouted. "The walls are weeping!" Now, it could have been that the warmth of the fire and the steam from the boiling water caused moisture to form on the frozen rocks. Whatever the cause, tiny streams of water ran gently down the walls. There was no denying it. The stones were weeping. Tweedledees opened his eyes. He sat up. He stretched. He was well. Claus was so happy to see the elf return to life that he did not scold him for his carelessness with the dagger. But Tweedledees was gloomy. "All our weapons are gone. How can we fight the Pigwidgeon now?"
"We'll have to use our wits," replied Claus.
"Alas," said Tweedledees, "that is the one thing I have in short supply."
"We shall see when the time comes," smiled Claus. "Now let us get where we are going, or neither magic nor wits will do us any good."
So on they traveled northward. Snow swirled around them. Wind whistled around their ears. Tears froze in their eyelashes. Icicles hung from their chins. "If the Pigwidgeon lives in a land of frost and never-ending snow, this surely must be it," said Tweedledees. Claus cried, "Look! Look!" Tweedledees squinted through his frozen lashes. All he could see was snow, snow, snow. It's like a solid wall," he grumbled.
"It is a wall," exclaimed Claus. "A solid wall 30 feet high."
"Then we're there," whooped Tweedledees.
"But how do we get in?" wondered Claus.
"Simple," retorted the elf. "We'll climb in." But the wall was straight and smooth. They could not even get a finger hold. They heaped up mounds of snow but could not reach even halfway. Claus said,
"There must be a door."
They searched the length of the wall. They went down the side and around the other side. There was no door.
"What a stupid place to live," sputtered the elf. "You can't get in or out."
He kicked irritably at the wall. A small square of wall jiggled slightly at his kick.
"It moved," blurted the elf. "It's a door."
Claus and Tweedledees fell to their knees and scraped the snow from the wall. There was a tiny door no higher than Tweedledees' waist. In the center of the door was a tiny keyhole. This ElfCast has been brought to you by the Elves and Santa's Letter Office. Please get your requests in for a real letter from Santa by December 12th at writtenbysanta.webs.com. Tune in next time for Chapter 12. Until then, have a good day, North Pole.